get ready to rumble.
So anyway, Big Fatty, of course, had many cocktails and asked for volunteers to buy him more cocktails.
What a mooch.
Mistake.
The loadest man there, too.
So like
loaded with cum.
Four drinks showed up, and he's like, oh, dear Gussie, as he's pouring Tanqueray and tonics down his throat. And the poor waitress got a lesson in what poppers are all about.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's like, oh, dear Gussie.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 90 of the BFO for Monday, the 20th of August, 2012. Y'all, Big Fatty, you fucking up. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, I'll continue to fuck it up. Big Fatty, that is an easy thing for you. Hello, moose lovers. Big Fatty, I know what that means. And in just a second, everybody else will too. You're right, Poodle McNoodle. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, oh, dear Gussie. Dear Gussie, Mac Mussy, y'all, it is horror week. It is horror week, and Big Fatty, y'all, I feel like a waitress slinging my tits in a diner. You know, I'm slinging hash. And so, y'all, it is, oh, dear Gussie, y'all, it is, woo. Y'all, yes, Big Fatty, we know it's a big old pain in the ass and not in a good way. But y'all, I'll tell you about the weekend and all, but y'all, there's more. There is more important business at hand that we need to take care of immediately. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today is one of the special, the very most special celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is for one of the most special listeners to the BFO. All of you are special, y'all, but if you've ever met this person, you know how special, and by special, I do not mean Riri Shortbus. Big Freddy, no one thought that. Anyway, y'all, today is the celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, for none other than that Moose P up there in the Raleigh, North Carolina. So nice. Well, anyway, they named it Raleigh. Big Fatty, that didn't make any sense. But y'all, Moose is one of the most generous and sweetest people out there in Glovey Land. And y'all, he is always out there to support all of the little shows. And y'all, you know, he was the 2010 number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, you can always depend on Moose P. If there's a little game going on or participation or something that requires participation, y'all, I'm going to tell you, Moose P, without hesitation, is not, if he's not the first person to participate, he is one of the first people to participate. So, y'all, please get over there on the Twitty and the Face Space and all those other places that, you know, I think he's on bunny.com or something like that. I don't know. You know, it's one of those. I don't know. Y'all get over there and wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Freddy.
Happy birthday to you.
Ready for swimming?
or a dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, my most regular gentleman caller just left, and y'all, I'm going to tell you something. He was in rare form today, and y'all, it was good. It was just good, y'all. I told him that I was heading out of town Wednesday morning, so y'all, I'm sure he thought, oh, I better go get me some Big Freddy before he's gone for almost a week. And y'all, he was getting his fill. Big Freddy, please. We don't need the details. We just don't need the details. Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it was quite the weekend. You know, now, after I recruited on Thursday, I guess I'd already had my birthday supper before that recruiting was over. But y'all, on Friday, y'all got some things finalized in the coal mine, and y'all then came home on a Friday evening from the coal mine, and you know, we were supposed to have the social night. The horror group was going to have a social night, but y'all, there was a decision. And y'all, there was talk of this Thursday night at the dinner with Granny and Miss Water. The decision was made, instead of going to on a Friday night, y'all, we were gonna just go to supper. Many times after we have the big horror weekend, we'll get together and just have a kind of a relaxing supper together. Well, y'all, one of the horror members lives, I don't know, about an hour south of Charleston, down in Beaufort, or as they say down there, Beaufort. So, y'all, he was going to come up for the bar night, and so we changed it, and, you know, he's got a truck. And, you know, since Big Fatty got rid of the Ford Explosion, Miss Porter got a smaller car also, y'all, there's not as much room to load it up to take things over for the big horror weekend. He says, well, why don't we just pack some of the shit in my truck? Big Fatty, please don't talk about packing shit. Y'all, he came up, and we loaded the back of his truck just as full as we could, and y'all, it had a lock and top on it and everything, and so that was good. Y'all, then we went over to a little restaurant called the Smoky Oak. I've talked about this before, and they do a special. They do a special every night of the week, and on far right, geez, y'all, they do a poke chop dinner. It's a poke chop dinner. And y'all, it was like for $11 and 95 cents. You get two poke chops. Y'all, you can either get them grilled or fried. It comes with two side items and a piece of cornbread. And, so we started off with some deep fried mushrooms. And y'all, let me tell you, these are the best deep fried mushrooms I've ever had. They're not prepackaged, y'all. They go to the Piggly Wiggly here in Charleston, and they buy the packages of the mushrooms, and they dip it in the batter and fry them up. Y'all, you can tell when people take the time to do it right, and when people don't give a shit and they just do the pre-breaded ones that are frozen. Y'all, they're not half as good, y'all, but these are just as hot and juicy and crispy and everything. So I had a few of those, and three of us at the table got the poke chop dinner. One person got the chicken fingers, the fingers dinner, and then Granny decided he was going to have the appetizer sampler platter. Now, y'all, this is important to know. This is important to know because it came with more fried mushrooms, French fried onion rings, French fried potatoes, chicken wings, potato skins, and y'all, there was something else on there too. I'm not exactly sure what else was on there, but y'all, it was a fried fest, and y'all, this becomes very important because I'm talking about Granny, and you know what that means. Now, y'all, it's not as bad as it has been, okay? But this is the Granny report. And, y'all, Granny, y'all, all the weight that Big Fatty has lost, y'all, we think Granny has found it. Y'all, he looks like he's in his third trimester. And, he refuses to buy new pants. So, y'all, it honestly looks like he's in his third trimester. And we're expecting his water to break any moment. And so what does he do? He eats the big old plate of fried food. And, y'all, we went out Saturday night, and y'all, he could barely button his pants, and y'all, his stomach was so big, y'all, you'd swear he was a podcaster. Big Freddy, that's ugly. You should not say things like that. But anyway, but y'all, I'm just telling you. And y'all, we have got new horror uniforms, and y'all, I don't think he's going to be able to button it. Big Freddy! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, so it wasn't really an emergency, but y'all, it may be an emergency come this weekend when he's got to put on that new horror uniform kilt, because y'all, I don't think it's gonna fit. It was tight before, and y'all, he may have to get a seatbelt extender. You know, maybe I could get a donation of huge, grossly enormous fat clothes from P.O. Box 561. Because y'all, I don't know if you knew this or not, but and y'all, I did not realize this, because y'all, it's never been mentioned. Never been mentioned! But y'all, evidently that Tom and Terry up there in the Chicago's, y'all, they're evidently going on the cruise of a lifetime with Gooch also. Y'all, I'm surprised that we haven't heard a word, not the first word, about Tom and Terry going on the cruise of a lifetime. Y'all, you'd think it was just going to be the Vons, yo, and Gooch on the cruise of a lifetime with Gooch. Because, y'all, I guarantee you that conscience is something's going to happen. Something's going to happen with that conscience, because, y'all, you know, he don't have a passport. Y'all, I theorize that he is going to, that conscience is going to get an expedited passport sent to the dear urine sprinkler guarded mansion out there in Walnut Hills. Y'all, the doorbell's going to ring. Conscience is not going to be anywhere around. The old gal is going to have to come out of her lair, come down the steps, open the door, sign for the passport, at which point a summons will be presented to the old gal, because she signed for a summons rather than the passport. She'll be unable to go on the cruise of a lifetime with Gooch. However, she will be able to stay home with the dogs. And conscience will use Vera's passport, because, y'all, they're one in the same. One in the same. Conscience will go on the cruise of a lifetime with Gooch and Tom and Terry, because, you know, once you've been served papers, you're not allowed to leave the country, y'all. And so there you have it. Yes, Big Freddy, that nothing but wasted time is what it was. But y'all, anyway, on Saturday, you know, Big Freddy still needs a fifth pair of pants a fifth pair of pants, dress pants. So y'all, I found me a nice pair of dress pants on Saturday and a new belt and some new socks and all and. So I got those, and I got me some more of that Kohl's cash. Y'all, by the way, if you shop at the Kohl's and you get the Kohl's cash, you know, it says on there that it has, you know, used between these dates. But, y'all, the cashier, the port cashier at the Kohl's on Saturday told me that it never expires. So don't ever throw it away. They'll take it. Anytime, y'all, they'll just keep taking it. I did that. We went out to... On Saturday night, y'all, that's when we saw Granny trying to keep his pants from exploding. Y'all, there was a new bartender. Y'all, cute as a button. Cute as a button. Big Freddy, what is it straight as? Straight as an arrow. I don't know. But y'all, his name is Bobby. And, y'all, he has only been bartending 2 days in his life, and the second day was Saturday. And, y'all, I ordered my Tanqueray and tonic, and he had to go ask the other bartender what Tanqueray was. Big Freddy, he really is green. So, and then on Sunday, y'all, I've been packing the Ford Escape for the big trip. And got to pick up some things from Granny and Miss Waters on Tuesday night. And, y'all, then I'll be leaving Wednesday morning and heading over to the Horror Hotel. And, y'all, I'm going to give y'all all the details of that as the week goes along. But, y'all, before the time gets away from me, I need to do this. Now, y'all, I know some of you were worried that the census had come to an end, and others were probably saying, oh, thank goodness it's over. But, y'all, I'm going to read every last one of these things. But, y'all, I'm going to read Moose's today. Y'all, I know you're thinking to yourself, Big Freddy, why didn't you read that Adam Burns is on a Friday? Because he didn't fill one out, y'all. But, y'all, Moose lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a listener. Y'all, he's been listening to the BFO since the beginning in 2008. He has no idea how to unsubscribe. He exited the birth canal on August the 20th, a long, long time ago. Not as long as Big Fatty, though. How much bacon does he eat each month? Let's see, 3 slices each morning. That means a lot. Your favorite episode, Cosmo Celebration. Y'all, he and Straight Bob, my straight boyfriend. Favorite BFO segment, Axe Big Fatty, which he says is wisdom from the aged. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change on the BFO? He says, I'd make it longer. Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar. Has you ever called the voice letter line? Yes, and he will again. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? No, mercifully. Have you ever participated in a puppet show? No. And describe the last time you shut your pants. Well, it happened when I was laughing so hard at the BFO, of course. Oh, that's just lovely, Moose. Thank you so much for filling out the long form, y'all. We're going to read more of these as the time goes along, y'all. And, y'all, seriously, we could be reading long forms. Y'all, until the cows come home. Big Fatty, how long does it take for the cows to come home? Y'all, it's just, I don't know. I just don't know. But anyway, Moose, thank you so much for participating, y'all. He was one of the first ones to complete his census. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all, if you were wondering who those people were at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that's the kids from the No Wire Hangers. What do you have to say about that, JC?
He's like, Oh, dear Gussie,
indeed. JC Marble, do a little show.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.